Matt Greenwood with you on KJF Sports Talk. I'm joined by Dan Davison, head coach of the Northwest Softball Lions. Boy, what a season, and it continues. The Northwest Lions Class 4 Final Four finalists. Yeah, that's easy to say. 18-8 victory over Webster Groves at Seckman High School in the Class 4 quarterfinals last night. 18-8. That is a ridiculous score for a quarterfinal match. And Northwest has punched their ticket to Springfield. They'll be at the Killian Sports Complex this weekend beginning Friday. They have a 10 a.m. first pitch against Raymore Peculiar as the Lions 26-4 heading into that matchup. 26 wins, the most in program history. Once again, joined by Dan Davison, head coach of the Northwest Softball Lions. Coach, first off, congratulations. Secondly, wow.
Yeah, thank you so much. It was an amazing night for our program and our school.
Let's dive right into it. 18 runs in a Class 4 quarterfinal. Something was clicking for you.
Yeah, our offense is just, I mean, they're on a historic run at this point, and it seems like they just keep on getting better as the season goes along, and we've played a lot of great teams since district started, and so impressive what they're able to do night in and night out.
Coach Davison, I was admiring the score updates from a distance. I was covering district volleyball last night, which, by the way, we have semis and championship tonight on the MIMO Info Sports Stream, a Class 3 District 2. So all I had a chance to do was look on Twitter. I saw 4-1 early, and then I saw maybe 10-4 or something like that, and then the next thing I see is an 18-8 final score. The best you can recall, Coach, go over, you know, some of the big monster hits in that 18-run output tonight, last night.
Well, we got 4 runs in the first. We had a really key 2-out, 3-run double from Lane Petrie that really opened up the scoring. Got us 4 early. We had a couple home runs from the Stitchlin girls, both Maddie and Ella. And when Maddie hit hers, it put us up 9-1. And Webster is a team that they never give in, and we had problems with them earlier in the season. We were up 3-0 in the seventh and gave up 8 runs, and they beat us at home. And they had a 6-1 fifth, I believe, and it was 9-7, and they had all the momentum. And Alice Stitchlin hit a 2-run home run. We put up 5 more that bottom half of the inning, and there was no looking back at that point.
You know, Coach, that is really incredible. That is really awesome. Maddie Welker, I know for you, is someone you've relied on heavily to pitch the team into this position. Talk about her performance, the seniors for you, even the Stitchling girls. Just all around, they handled a Class 4 quarterfinal just about as well as you could probably imagine, huh?
Oh, yeah, and I'm so proud of Maddie. She's one of the great teammates I've ever had them in our program. She puts her teammates above herself all the time. She deserves all the credit in the world for what she's accomplished these last 2 years in her 4-year career. And she's just a competitor. She wants to win so badly. There's no one I'd rather give the ball to than her. She just grinds out wins when we need it. And then when our offense isn't clicking sometimes, she steps up. So she's just the ultimate competitor, like I said. And also the Roth girls up the middle, Lexi in center field, Sanchez, Jamie Lee, our other senior, who has been a cleanup hitter all year, and just she can carry a team. I mean, we just got kids up and down the lineup. It's just impressive and fun to watch.
Yeah, definitely. Coach, I'm going to ask you to do us a favor here and take us back to last night's celebration. Let's break it down, because you were telling me before this interview you had a team dinner afterwards. But first off, the celebration, as soon as the final out was made, you win at 18-8. You're on to the Class 4, Final 4. Just that immediate reaction from you and the girls following that final out.
There was a ton of excitement, and I don't know, I felt like there was a little bit of relief that we could finally celebrate. It felt different than, you know, last year when we won districts, the joy of accomplishing that for the first time as a group. This year was fun, obviously, when we won again, but it just seemed a little bit more of relief that we knew we were good enough to do this, and our kids wanted it so badly, and for them to be able to celebrate that and to celebrate it at our school. It's just a really special time for us.
Coach, are we talking dog pile? If or if not, where did the celebration occur? Did it surround home plate, circle? Where was it?
Yeah, it was home plate. Maddie Stitchling got a hit up the middle, and we scored two runs to make the score 18-8. And it was kind of a blur, to be honest. That it was, you wait so long for that moment, you think about it so much, and then it just happened so quickly. And it was an incredible feeling, and just so proud of our kids.
Yeah, it's awesome. Speaking of Dan Davison, head coach of the Northwest Softball Lions, on to the Final Four in the Class 4 softball playoffs. They'll be headed to Springfield for a Friday morning affair against Raymore Peculiar at 10 a.m. first pitch. Coach, so you have the blurred celebration, and then things sort of settle down a bit, and you guys go out for a team dinner. Where'd you go? What'd you order? How much fun did you have there?
Oh, it was great. The girls knew about the place. It was right across the street from Seckman High School where we played the game. I think it was called Detours. I'm not even sure, to be honest. We were just having so much fun. And just to have this opportunity to celebrate with the kids, and that's what it's all about, to see the smiles on their faces when they accomplished what they did. It was incredible. I'll never forget it.
Yeah, certainly. Coach, anyone give a speech?
No speeches tonight. I'm sure we'll save that for the banquet. I'm sure they'll put some pressure on me to deliver there. We'll think about that when the season's over.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, Coach. Well, congratulations that you guys are on to the Final Four. I'm going to ask this question just as a formality, but I don't know if you're going to have an answer for me or not. But Raymore Peculiar, what do you know about him?
Very little at this point. I'm sure I'll know a lot more about them in the next 48 hours before we leave. We know they're a great team from Kansas City. They got great softball out there. So at this point, we know every team's great. So we know we're going to have to play our best game to get it done.
And Coach Davison, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that if you guys are able to win a state title, it won't be the first time you've done it. 1986 was the last time Northwest softball won a state championship, and that was when they combined classes 3 and 4. Now it's a standalone class 4, and you're the head coach. From a head coach's perspective for you, what does this mean to be in this spot, have a chance to win state?
To me, it's about our school, our community, our program. There's so many wonderful people that are associated with our school and our sports teams. And we have a great coaching fraternity in Northwest. We root for each other, and we're there for each other in good times and bad. And to have our kids represent our school and the place that we love, it's special, and I'm glad it's this group that gets to do it.
Indeed. All right, Coach Davison, we'll let you get rested and prepared for Raymore Peculiar, and we wish you the best of luck out at Springfield.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, not a problem. Dan Davison, head coach for the Northwest Softball Lions. In case you haven't heard, they are on to the Final Four in Class 4. They'll be competing for a state championship in Springfield at the Killian Sports Complex. Their opponent is Raymore Peculiar. The other state semifinal, will be Rock Bridge out of Columbia, taking on Blue Springs South. So, again, the Northwest Lions are on to state, as Coach Davison joins us today on KJS Sports Talk.